So, ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to talk about how to become an EU interpreter. But before I get to that, let me first explain that there are actually two types of EU interpreters. There are what we call staff interpreters. That's the first type. Those are people who live in Brussels, and it is their everyday regular job to interpret for the institutions. And just to give you some figures, there are 6 Czech staff interpreters in the European Commission and 6 in the European Parliament. And then there is the second type of EU interpreters, and these are the accredited interpreters. Those people can be based wherever they want, and they are only contracted for a specific period of time. So they can work in the institutions anything between 4 days a year to 20 days a month. And all this depends on their language combination, on their level of expertise, or also on where they are actually based, whether it is Prague or Madrid or Brussels. Now, how do you become an accredited interpreter? The selection process has 2 parts. The first part usually takes place sometime in October, and it is a test that you do online, so you can do it from wherever you are. The tests consist of a 10-minute speech that is in English, and you interpret it simultaneously into Czech. Now, it's very important to decide where you are going to take this test. And the obvious choice for you might be to take it at home, because there is a place where you feel comfortable, where you feel good and safe. But actually, I still remember till this day how difficult it was for me to take the test from home, because the whole time I was scared that something's going to happen that would interfere with my test. Because anything can happen in your home environment. There can be a garbage truck outside beeping, a postman can ring your doorbell, or your roommate comes asking you whether you can lend him a frying pan. So anything can happen. So if you ever take the test, I definitely recommend doing it somewhere which is really safe from any intrusions, such as this room, for example. So anyway, that's the first part of the test. If you pass this round, then sometimes in December you are notified and you are invited to Brussels to take the second part of the test. Usually between 5 to 10 people are invited to Brussels. In Brussels, you do an exam or a test that consists of interpreting both simultaneous and consecutive in all your language combinations. And you do this in front of a jury. The jury is composed of staff interpreters and naturally the head of the interpreting units for the Czech language. So that would be Ivana Hlaváčová for the European Parliament and also Hanna Jungová for the European Commission. And then you also have people from other language units. If you interpret into English, that would be the English unit, obviously. Now, it's definitely a good idea to prepare for the test. And a natural part of this preparation is interpreting itself. But I can't really stress hard enough how important it is to do what I call a logistical preparation. Because the test can take several hours and you somehow need to survive this time. So it's a good idea to think about what's next to bring. Something that you can eat even when you are stressed, and something that will keep you focused and sharp for 5 hours. It's also a good idea to think about how you are going to manage your stress, because it's really nerve-wracking during the test, and you need to find ways to somehow alleviate the stress and to be able to function for those 5 hours. It's definitely a good idea, even though it might seem trifling, to think about what you're going to wear. Something which makes you feel comfortable, but which also is appropriate for the occasion and that makes you feel confident. because that's what you want to feel when you take the test. And there is, the list could go on and on. So it's very important to think about these seemingly little things, but in my opinion, it is something that really can make or break you when you do such a test. So that's all from me, and if you have any question, feel free to ask.